A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Paraclete comes, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, and whom I myself will send from the Father, he will bear witness on my behalf. You must bear witness as well, for you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you all this to keep your faith from being shaken. Not only will they expel you from synagogues, a time will come when anyone puts you to death will be claiming to be serving God. All this they will do to you because they know neither the Father nor me. But I have told you these things that when their hour comes, you may remember my telling you of them." The Gospel of the Lord. When I read today's Gospel, I felt I was reading a present-day journalistic article. Everything Jesus spoke of is happening in our world today. Christians are being martyred for their faith. Islamic radicals have declared that they are serving God by beheading Christians to death. Even in the United States, our freedom of religion is being attacked by government mandates in health insurance and our choices to oppose abortion. When we state our beliefs in the sanctity of marriage and chastity outside marriage of a man and a woman, we are accused of being outdated or even homophobic. But when Jesus exhorts us to bear witness, to proclaim the truth, that those who do evil things do not know Jesus or the Father, and that is why the Spirit of truth comes to show the world the truth. From his Book of Daily Reflections, Pope Francis equates the Holy Spirit to living water. He refers to the letter to the Romans. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. The living water, the Holy Spirit, the gift of the risen one, who dwells in us, purifies us, illuminates us, rescues us, transforms us, because he makes us participants in the very life of God, that is love. I live in a desert, and the power of water is ever present. A short walk in 110 degrees heat can sap your strength, but a short rest in the shade in a tall glass of cold water totally revives you. A dry, barren desert erupts into a colorful carpet of desert flowers after a sudden rain. Jesus knew that we would face times of fear and sorrow, that our faith would be sapped and dried. That is why he sent the Holy Spirit to pour its living water upon us, to water us in the life of baptism, so that we would be able to bear witness to the world that our Savior lives and is risen from the dead. We must remember that there have been many martyrs who have gone before us. In every age and every time, Christians have been persecuted, but still our faith lives on. Truth cannot be defeated. It keeps rising up again and again, and it will not be denied. Love is ever powerful because God is love. In the beautiful letter to the Corinthians, we are reminded, love is always patient and kind. It is never jealous. Love is never boastful or conceited. It is never rude or selfish. It does not take offense. And it is not resentful. Love takes no pleasure in other people's sins, but delights in the truth. It is always ready to excise, to trust, to hope, and to endure whatever comes. From the state of our world, we may be asked to endure great things, but Christ has given us his Holy Spirit in order to do so.